This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1661. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded March 21st, Alaska, Albania, Argentina, Australia, Azerbaijan, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Bolivia, China, Cuba, Easter Island, Germany, India, Indonesia, Iran, Japan, Korea North, Kuwait, Mexico, Oklahoma, Palau, Peru, Romania, Russia, Suriname, Tunisia, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Based on the previous reports, Greg Hardison in Southern California believes he's heard the HARP transmitter in Alaska for ionospheric warming with 50 kilohertz wide pulses. UT March 15th around 0415. There were two related frequencies centered on 8625 and 9322. 8625 went off suddenly at 0434, and then he found the other one was also off. He says, no deleterious effects noted, except for this new arm growing out of my forehead. China's relay transmitter in Albania has been having some problems. Aka Birvert in Germany was hearing an unidentified Chinese program on 11715, March 16th at 0750. He soon found it was parallel to 11855, which is the Albania relay. And the 11715 frequency comes as a leapfrog of 11855 over the other intentional frequency, 11785, another 70 kilohertz lower, and it went off a few minutes later. And on March 17th at 0432, Jorge Freitas in Brazil was hearing CRI in English on 6020 when it's not in the schedules. The most likely explanation, according to Georgi Bansov and Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, is that the Albanian relay failed to turn off after 0357. In the Kundish list, Arnaldo Slein in Buenos Aires reports hearing a new X-band station there on 1670 kHz. It was just playing uninterrupted chamamé music from the coast. It was also heard across the River Plate in Montevideo by Rodolfo Tizzi at 2330 to midnight UT. And then he heard an ID as Radio Rubi, R-U-B-I, in La Matanza, Buenos Aires on 1670 with a test transmission announcement. In Oklahoma, I still haven't managed to capture the low-power Australian 120-meter station in New South Wales, Radio Simban, on 2368.48, but it's regularly heard on the West Coast by Ron Howard in California, such as March 17th, at 1310 to 1403, with easy listening music and songs, not particularly Pacific as they were doing for a while. He says reception was best before his local sunrise at 1414. And on that very same date, it was heard a few hours earlier in East Central Iowa by our reactivated reporter Mike Gilchrist in Toledo, Iowa, March 17th at 10:30 on exactly that same off-frequency radio Simban, continuous Greek men's choral choir music. 10:58, a man announced the next song and there was fading a time blip at 1100 and more choral music. At the same time, Tennant Creek was peaking on 2325. In DSWCI DX Window, Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria reports on Radio Voice of Justice in Stepanakert, Nagorno-Karabakh, often considered to be part of Azerbaijan, on 9677.7, heard it March 9th through the 14th, following their very old schedule of Tuesdays and Fridays only at 1400 to 1425, and it's repeated on Wednesdays and Saturdays at 0600 to 0625. He says the main news about this station is that since March 13th, the Voice of Justice has a new transmitter and a new studio with clear audio in Azeri for the first time in its history. Acker Petersen in Denmark says he also heard it opening at 1400 UT until 1410 on Tuesday, March 19th, 9677.42. Another station with transmission problems is Bangladesh Betar. Not only do they have that big hum on their external service, 15505, which I'm now hearing almost every day opening in Urdu around 1400 UT, but their domestic service frequency, 4750, had been off the air for a couple of weeks until March 18th, when Ron Howard in California found it back on the air from 1213 until 1300 with Quran. They had news in English starting at 1236. That's the weekly SAARC news bulletin in English on Mondays only. But it could make out only a few words due to interference from Indonesia. Bangladesh is exactly on 4750 and RRI Makassar slightly below. And then there's 7250, the other external service frequency from Bangladesh. Partasaradi Goswami in West Bengal, India, not far away, says with a tip from Salahuddin Dolar in Bangladesh, I heard their home service on 7250 at 15 UT, March 16th, with the mailbag program, in fact. On March 17th, he reports that the previous day at 1600, that frequency 7250, erratically aired the home service and the external service, both on the same frequency, interfering with each other. Quite a strange situation. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany checked this out with some remote receivers and found 7249.979 was one of the conflicting frequencies, but All India Radio Hindi service from Goa is also involved. Following up last week's report, Bob Wilkner and colleagues in South Florida are still hearing Radio Lipes in Ujuni, Bolivia, which had reactivated on 4795.87. It was heard as early as 0900 UT on March 16th. He reminds us it was broadcasting last March and left the air after a week or so. So if you need it to QSL it, now is the time. It had a steady signal in Florida. Ron Howard, California reports PBS Yunnan, China on exactly 6035, March 15th at 1200. When he made a brief check to still find they used their English ID, this is the voice of Shangri-La, brought to you by Yunnan Radio. He says, I've not heard Bhutan recently on almost the same frequency, which so far this year has been observed by myself and others on 6035.04. That is, when they've occasionally been broadcasting with an extended schedule. As of March 20th at 01 UT, the Radio Havana Cuba transmitter on 11840 is still very out of order. It's also producing a wide-ranging buzz across most of the 25-meter band. At that moment, I could hear it from 11770 to 11920. According to the OPDX HAMDX bulletin via Dave Raycroft, ODXA, there is currently a DX expedition to Easter Island for 1 week, March 20th to 27th. The call sign used by the team is XR0YG, and that's where you'll find their webpage with more info. It's XR0YG.com. Michael Kittner of Hamburger Local Radio tells me they're back on the air as of March 20th, including World of Radio, Wednesdays and Saturdays, at 0630 and 1430 on 7265. The full schedule for English broadcasts on Wednesdays and Saturdays is 06 to 08 and 11 to 15. In between, there is a German service at 08 to 11 on 6190. These are from a 1-kilowatt transmitter in Gehren, Germany. Furthermore, he tells me they're planning some special programming for Easter on March 31st in German at 06 to 15, and again on Easter Monday, April 1st, during the same hours on 6190. Oh yes, also the same on Good Friday, March 29th. Ron Howard has been enjoying some English segments from All India Radio Itanagar on 4990. March 14th, it went off at 1423 UT, before the English news had ended. However, on March 19th, one of their best ever receptions, he says, at 14, there was an interesting segment about the northeast region of India. Then news in Hindi and repeated in English at 1415 to 1425. And after 1431, a political speech in English about the need for more police stations, which was very entertaining. Ron Howard also reports English from the All India Radio National Channel on 9425 and 9470, March 20th. Between 1435 and 1511, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, they have this English program called Vivida, V-I-V-I-D-H-A. This was about electrical power production in India and on the Indian economy after 1500. It pays to be quick when there are sporadic stations. We mentioned last week that RRI Fak Fak Indonesia had reactivated just below 4790. However, it's not been heard since March 15th by any of us, including Atsunori Ishida in Japan, who keeps close track of all the Indonesian shortwave stations. Yet another station with transmission problems, Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Jorge Freitas in Brazil was listening to 9710, March 16th at 0325. Wasn't sure of the language, but the interval signal from Iran came on at 0328. And then there was a mixture in Arabic, apparently two different transmissions. However, Bruce Fisher in Massachusetts was listening to the same broadcast on 9710. Four nights later, March 20th at 0410, he was hearing Arabic mixing with English from the Voice of Justice. That's the North American service of Iran. Their only hour in English. Then a bit later, he checked 9740 and 9895, where Iran is scheduled in Arabic, and he heard the same program as on 9710, with an ID at 0415. So Iran is interfering with itself. Jim K5JG in Texas and I noticed that NHK's last two English broadcasts to North America via French Guiana were missing on March 17th. Nothing there at 0500 on 11740 or 1200 on 15190. Did they pull the plug early? Well, no, they did resume afterwards, fortunately, but time is running out. I've rechecked the HFCC A13 schedule for NHK World Radio Japan, pulled out all their English broadcasts, and they have nothing to replace these two French Guiana relays to North America. There are plenty of other opportunities where they could keep broadcasting to us in English, but they've decided not to, as far as we can tell. As far as I know, Radio Japan has made no formal announcement on the air or on its website about abandoning its North American listeners in English. Besides starting a new shortwave broadcast season at the end of March, at the beginning of April, there's a new fiscal year in Japan, and NHK normally makes some programming and personnel changes. NHK listeners should be bombarding them with questions and complaints about the termination of Radio Japan in English to North America. About KCBS Pyongyang mentioned last week, I've been hearing it off frequency between 6101 and 6102. Ron Howard says as of March 19th and 20th, they were finally back on frequency, exactly 6100, heard around 1320, parallel to 2850 and 9665. The Shokase broadcast from Japan to North Korea, Seabreeze, about abductions, has also changed frequency for its local morning broadcast at 20 to 21 UT. Says Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, it's moved from 5910 to 5955, including English on Fridays. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1661. Our website brings you a lot more info, worldofradio.com. Look especially for the latest issue of DX Listening Digest, number 13-12, upon which this edition is based. Many thanks this week for financial support from Gerald T. Pollard in Raleigh, North Carolina. For an equinoxial check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Contributions may also be sent via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Now that we're in springtime, Radio Kuwait is starting to propagate more reliably since they refuse to make any seasonal frequency changes. Not only the English broadcast from 18 to 21 on 15540 is making it through some days, or at least part of it, that is, as far as North America, but on March 14th, I was even hearing their Arabic service, which stays on 17550 all year, targeted at Central and West North America between 20 and midnight UT. It was audible at 2014, but surprisingly, even though it was getting later into the night there, it built up to a better signal later in the evening at 22:30. However, this cannot be expected every day. On that particular date, the MUF was almost cooperating. If you hear an ID as Noti Radio 570 on 570, it's the new slogan of XEBJB in Monterrey, Nuevo León. I heard it March 17th at 0546, not just Radio 570 as previously listed. They have a huge Facebook page with lots of celebrity photos. I'm pleased that finally someone else has picked up the third harmonic I've been reporting for months on 2910. 3x970 from XEVT and Villa Hermosa, Tabasco, Mexico. Mike Gilchrist in Iowa was hearing it as an UNID, actually 11 hertz below 2910. March 17th at 11:10, fading by 11:50. And after I told him what it was, he reports it again on March 19th, when it was only 7 hertz below 2910 with a very poor signal at 10:48 when the transmitter came on, national anthem 1 minute before the hour, guitar music and talking. It was audible at 11:25 with very low audio, faded by 11:38, and by then it was again 13 hertz below 2910. One of our low-power FM stations here in Enid, Oklahoma, on 104.7 KEIF, better known as The Rocket, is off the air. The FCC rescinded their license after numerous infractions as of March 18th, and they turned off the transmitter on March 20th. However, I'm not convinced we've heard the last of them. Read much more about it in DX Listening Digest. Ivo Ivanov, observe an additional hour in the evening transmission of Radio Pakistan on 9560 and 11570. It had been on the air from 17 to 19 UT, starting with 10 minutes of news in English. But now it starts at 1600, and there's no longer any English news at 17. On Sunday, March 17th at 13:20, I was horrified to hear Chinese music atop WWVH on 10,000 kilohertz. I soon discovered what was happening. It was parallel to 9965, which is Palau Relaying Radio Australia. And the same audio could be heard on 9930, the other T8WH frequency. So those two transmitters were interacting and producing the mixing product on 10,000 and another one further up on 10035. Fortunately, the 9930 transmission, apparently scheduled only on weekends, but I notified Radio Australia to beware and try to get this fixed in case it happens again. The third DX station Mike Gilchrist in Iowa has been tracking recently is Ondas del Huallaga in Huánuco, Peru, 3330, March 17th at 1118. He was hearing it under and sometimes over CHU at Peruvian sunrise. And then on March 19th at 09:33, it was varying around 3329.6. It was barely discernible at 10:26, at 11:10. And since Canadian sunrise is gaining on Peru, he's hoping in a month or so an ID might be possible. Bob Wilkner and XM in South Florida report, Peru, Radio San Antonio de Atalaya, 4939.9. Circa March 16th at midnight to 01 UT with a great signal. The announcer giving an ID twice, excellent music and a good steady signal, he says. The music was fantastic. Last week's WRN newsletter announced that Radio Romania International will be leaving the World Radio Network at the end of March. Steve Luce in Texas says, is there something more to this? Are shortwave cuts coming as well? The Romanian government has had its share of budget headaches, so I wonder if a familiar story is also playing out here. Gilles Letourneau in Montreal says it's unfortunate. I enjoy listening to WRN over my iPhone. Radio Romania has been talking about their future in the past few years. No decision has been taken, but I feel there is some kind of tension among the staff of RRI when they talk about it. I guess they're slowly seeing it coming. That's why we have to keep sending our letters and emails to let them know that we are listening. Kai Ludwig says, they're not the first ones to leave WRN. The question is, what will become of the concept of the shared satellite channels? RRI probably still exists only because Romanian politics, since last year, completely got lost in scandal and corruption. There already was a bill about closing RRI. It sparked a controversy, but only about keeping compatriots abroad informed. Nobody cared about programs in foreign languages. Well, at least we know that RRI has continued to register a full shortwave schedule for the new A13 season starting March 31st. And the English portion is provided by Prithviraj Purkayastra in Assam, India. As usual, they move all their broadcasts 1 UT hour earlier because of local summertime, even though that's not really pertinent in many of their targets, such as India, where the only broadcast scheduled in the new season will be at 03 to 04 on 15340 and 17830. In North America, we can also hear many of their transmissions to Western Europe, which are actually in the same direction by coincidence. But under the new schedule, the transmissions for North America specifically are midnight to 01 on 9700 and 11955, 03 to 04 on 7350 and 9645, and 2030 to 21 on 11745 and 13800. Many of us can remember when Mayak was a major presence on the shortwave bands, the domestic service from Russia. Then it was removed from shortwave, and now it's just been removed from its AM frequencies, medium wave, all over Russia, according to numerous reports in RusDX. But it will be continuing in major cities on the FM band. Our fellow DX program, WaveScan from AWR, is planning a special program in tribute to the Ekala Sri Lanka shortwave site, which is about to be closed down. It once was on those transmitters. However, the exact date of this is not yet known, and therefore not which week WaveScan will be doing this. A special QSL will be issued. The schedule Adrian Peterson has been sending out contains a mistake about the time. WaveScan is on WINB 13570, probably the best chance to hear it in North America. It's, as I just confirmed on March 20th, now at 1900 UT on Wednesdays. Here's another one I wish I could hear, Radio Apinti in Paramaribo, Suriname, 4990. Scott Barber in New Hampshire reports it March 19th at 0814 to 0835 in Dutch, and ballad music, a weak but clear signal. We hope it's only temporary, but IWT, Tunisia, has been missing from its morning frequencies. 7275 and 7335 around 0600 UT, when we used to enjoy its music at bedtime. However, further checks show it's still on the air on the evening frequencies, 7225 and 7345, as well as in our afternoons until 2010 UT on 17735. The BBC World Service will be even harder to hear in North America on shortwave with the new season, as they are making further cutbacks, and they haven't really tried to serve us, of course, for several years now. Steve Luce has been going through the new season schedule and makes these recommendations for our best chances to hear BBC. You might make a note, effective March 31st. At midnight UT, 15335, 15755, and 17685. At 05 on 5875, 6005, and 7355. At 06 on the same, plus 9410 and 12095. At 07 on 11770, 12095, and 13660. These are all 1 hour long unless specified. From 10 to 14 on 9740. At 1200 also on 5875 and 11750. At 16 on 17640 and 17830. At 17 to 21, 15400. And at 17 to 18 also 17795 and 17830. WTWW has been running transmitter number 2 Saturdays and Sundays around 22 UT on 9930. Between 22 and 23, an interesting character from Pie Town, New Mexico, is on the air, a program called the Red Letter Edition Rewind. If the Voice of Vietnam ever monitors their own relays, there might be a bit of consternation in Hanoi. 6175, at the end of the Vietnamese hour, March 16th at 0527, a bit of the Babcock Phil music as usual, as it's routed through London. But then, for the remainder of the half hour, a promo for World Harvest Radio, and then their full ID with Onward Christian Soldiers. From the CGC communicator via Kevin Redding, ABDX, KBRT 740 is now on the air from the California mainland at Costa Mesa, having moved in from Avalon, Catalina, including at 205 watts at night. Another special medium wave DX test is scheduled early Sunday, March 24th, from midnight to 2 a.m. Central Daylight Time, that is 05 to 07 UT, from KSEY, Seymour, Texas, on 1230 kHz. Seymour is between Wichita Falls and Abilene. Being on a graveyard channel, it's its regular full-time 1 kilowatt non-directional facilities, but fighting hundreds of other stations on the same frequency. Good luck. They'll be playing Morse code, sweep tones, sound effects, odd music, and other easily identifiable content. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices peaking at 18 and 4 on March 28th. Solar flux dipping to 90 on March 25th to 27th and peaking at 125 on April 3rd to 6th. And that's World of Radio, number 1661. Glenn Hauser, hoping you've enjoyed the program and will make a point of hearing me again next week.